Okay, Rebbe, so welcome to the Zman, June Zman of Tavshin Ayin Aleph. This year we're going to be doing Inyan Yantif, and I wanted to discuss some of the highlights, namely Muktzah, Ochel Nefesh, Mitoch, the real juicy stuff that's both in the Lamdas and in practical Halacha. And we'll go, as far as we go. And as far as people are still here, etc. And so we welcome everyone. As our tradition in the beginning of Zman, we sing the Nigun and then we begin. So, Avinu Barachamo, Namirache, Achei Malenu, Risein Bili. Avinu le'askil, Avinu ha'arachamon, Amirachem achem aleinu, Risein b'libeinu v'inon, Le'avinu le'askil, L'shma'a. The Beitza deals with the first shaila of Beitza Shenolda B'Yontif. You have a Beitza that was born on Yontif, and you have a machlokes Beishami Omrim Teochel Ubeisil Omrim Lo Teochel. So Beishami says it's Mutar Machil and Beisil says it's not. And basically the Gemara has four pshatim in this machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So the pshat that we're going to deal with today is the first pshat. Maybe we'll see if we have time for the second pshat, but at least the first pshat, where the Gemara says like this: "Tomei askina, ilay mitanagolus omeres lachila, my tamayu de Beis Hillel, uchu different." In other words, the question at hand, the whole shaila revolving the first pshat, deals with the inyan of muktzah. Now, muktzah, literally, it's so interesting, dealing with little kids, my own kids. The only thing they know about Hilchos Shabbos is muktzah. Everything, muktzah became the thing, it's muktzah. you know, that became, that means that it's usr, there's some Shabbos problem that's called muktzah. And if it's not, then it's not muktzah. Basically, all of Hilchos Shabbos to them is muktzah versus not muktzah. So obviously this is not the case, but the idea of muktzah is yimaktzadas, you shun it, it's shunned. So they think that that's a way of saying that it's usr on Shabbos, so they use the, but in Alpi Halacha, there is the concept of muktzah is something that is shunned. So the regular muktzah that we speak about, and was brought down of Shechter Kodesh from Tiferes Yisrael, I think, and others, is muktzah machmas gufa. When something is not ochel or kli, eitzim vavon, it's not an ochel, it's not a kli, it's eitzim vavonim, it's a stone, it's a piece of wood, it's not an ochel, it's not a kli. So that is muktzah, meaning it's shod, because you're not going to use it. So that's objective muktzah, and it's also betiltal on Shabbos and Yontif. And that muktzah, as Rav Shechter always points out, that muktzah, there was no machlokas about. That kuli alma lo pligi is muktzah. The question at hand that's going to be involved in this machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is known as the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon legabi muktzah. And that muktzah, this machlokas, is something that is roi lachila. It is a food. It is a but for some reason, it was shunned that it wasn't going to be used. The best place to look to understand this the best is in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Yutes. On page 12 in the pack. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Eiz l'chelba, v'rochel l'gizasa, v'tarnigolus l'beitzasa, v'tori d'radia, v'tami d'iska. He gives you several examples. Eiz l'chelba means you have a goat for milk, but you're not planning to shecht it. You're not planning to use it as an ochel. You're planning to keep it alive and use it for milk. Rachel l'gizasa means you have the animal, its own, that you're using to shear its wool. Not to kill and eat its meat. Tarnagolus lebeitzasa means that you want to keep the tarnagolus. Tarnagolus, you can do a lot of different things with it. You could check the tarnagolus and eat it, or you could have it lay an egg. Vitori deradia, or a shore that you want for harisha. In other words, if you want, you could check it and you have a lot of meat. But if you just want it for harisha, the tamri de iska. And tamri de iska is if you have dates that you want to use for schora. You want to use for schora. Where, say, like I have in my basement, theoretically, a fruit store. I don't have a basement. But I have a fruit store. So on Shabbos, it's closed. Right? People don't come to my basement for the fruit store. Right? So those fruit in the basement are, it's open from Sunday to Friday. People come to buy fruit and they come to my basement. So that fruit I don't plan to eat myself. It's huktza, it's shunned aside from my usage to use for what? For schorah. So say in the middle of Shabbos, Achveis, I invited guests, and somehow I decided that we need more dessert. And I was out of whatever I had there. So I have an idea. I'll just go down to the basement, and I'll bring up some apples. I'll bring up some dates. And I'll serve it at the... So the question is, are you allowed to do that or not? So that is, says the Gemara here in Shabbos, is the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Because there is something, it's not Eitzim Vavanim, it's Ochel, it's good Ochel, I hope, but it was Chuktza Midaiti to use as Ochel on Shabbos or on Yontif. So the question is, so in the middle of Shabbos, can I just go ahead and say, I want to eat it, or not? So that's the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says it's asa, and Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. So if in the middle of Shabbos I want to take the tamri disk, or say the other cases, I have this eiz lechelba, and I decide in the middle of Yontif that, hey, a lot of people look like they're coming here, so let me just shecht it, and I'll get some extra meat, or something like that. So, the knisa sachag, it was not omeid lachila, it was omeid lechaliva, it was omeid leschora, all the different cases that are given. So that's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So Rav Shechta says over from Rav Soloveitchik that the machlokas is the following. We know that the source of the concept of muktza, and we'll see, certain Rishonim hold that the muktza lachila is a din daraisa, meaning if you shun something before in your mind, again, this is all in the mind, this is all mental, right? It's not like it was fit for achila, but in your mind you said, I'm not using it, I want it to keep it for schora, I want to keep it for chaliva, I want to keep it for giza. So to go ahead in the so therefore there was no hachana mibod yom, there was no hachana mibod yom. And the pasuk in Beshalach on page 3 says, "Vaya b'yom hashishi vehichinu es asher yaviu," that you need hachana. And Rashi, as we'll see, says that this is the source of the shita that holds that muktza is daraisa. You look, Rashi, take a look on page 4 in the packet, Chavav Amid Beis. Three lines at the bottom. Says Rashi, Yisrei Muktza, Hachana, the person, man to Yisrei Muktza, Hachana Mibod Yom Boy. That if somebody who holds a Muktza, you need Hachana Mibod Yom. Dixiv Vayom Hashishi Vechino Es Asher Yaviyu. And that's this pasuk over here. In other words, the pasuk here that was just here in the packet on page 3, pasuk in Mishalach, "Hayom b'yom hashishi v'echinu es asher yaviyu," which literally we always think hachana means that you have to, yeah, if you want to have a good Shabbos meal or yantav meal, you have to cook, you know, cook it, you know, echinu. But this way, these shitas hold that just means hachana in terms of that in your mind, you're planning to potentially use it. Now, for shteitzach, it's not like before Shabbos or Yontif, you have to go to the kitchen and make a hinani mukhan and mezuman and every piece of... because whatever's there, stama de milsa is omeid lachila. If you did a haktzah, meaning the tamid the iska, your beferish are thinking not to eat it. The eiz lechelba, you think, so that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is lacking, not according to Rabbi Yehuda, is lacking in Hachana. So just to repeat so we'll understand. In other words, if you have something like Eitzim Vavonim, so that's not Roy for anything. So that Fashteitzich is Mukta and is Osir and probably only in Issa Drabonim of Tiltal Mukta, which we'll see. But then we have a concept of something that's a food item, but you didn't have in mind to use it on Shabbos or Yom Tov, meaning that you have it in your basement, you have a business, and where you sell apples. So those apples you don't use for your own home. So b'knisa Shabbos or b'knisa Yom Tov, you had in mind to be makzeh it, not to use it, to shun it. And now, when Shabbos came, you decide, no, maybe Taka, I want it. So the question is that permissible or not? That, the Gemara says in Shabbos in Yutessa Medbeis, is the Machlokis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And it's all based on this pasuk of Hechino es Asher Yaviyu. That you need Hachana. Hachana in the mind. Mental Hachana. That you're going to use it. Now again, doesn't mean that you have to go to your fridge and give a hinani muchan mezuman to every piece of food in the fridge. But stam at the milsa, you want it. But if you're makze it, that you had in your mind the beferish not to eat it, not to use it, because it's l'schora, or you have a goat. And this goat, you want to keep alive for milking purposes, not to shecht it. And then all of a sudden you decide on Shabbos and Yom Tov you want to shecht it. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's aser, and it could. And the source of the iser, Rashi just says on Beitzach Avav Medbeis, is this pasuk Ve'echinu es Asher Yaviyu. And Rashi on Beis Medbeis, in Beitza, Dibra Maschil Tamei D'Omar Rabba says the Pesachim V'yolif Mihocha D'Mukhtzu D'Raisa. The Rashi claims, and this is a Machloikis Rishonim, but Rashi claims that Mukhtzu L'Achila according to Rabba is an Issa D'Raisa. So that would mean that if I would go ahead on Shabbos and go to my basement and take an apple there that at the beginning of Shabbos was omed to be l'schora for my business, and all I did, I didn't even do a malacha. I just went downstairs, got the apple, and brought it up, and I eat it. So Rabba holds within the Rabbi Yehuda Shita that's an Issa D'Raisa to go ahead and eat that apple. That's a pretty strong thing. An Issa D'Raisa to just eat an apple. It's not like you pluck the apple off the tree. It's not like you just... And Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon... So the way Reb Shechter says over him of Salvation, I don't know if you have to say it this way, we could discuss maybe different alternate ways. Not that it's not really going to make a difference. But Rav Shechter says over for our salvation that Machlokas Rav Yehuda and Shimon is that if you have an ochel and keli, you need hachana. The question is it considered muchan me'elav, the fact that it's roi lachila, or do you need special hachana? Basically, whatever way you say it, the pshat is that according to the simple way of saying it is that it's roi lachila, so according to Rabbi Shimon, so that's considered muchan. So you could say the way Rav Shechter says was the ochel is considered muchan me'elav, or you could say that in your mind you always think that maybe you could use it, so it's considered muchan. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, that if it's Om Bevakach and you didn't have a positive das to use it from before, again, that doesn't mean that you have to go to every piece of food in your kitchen and give a Misha Beref to it. But it means that Stama de Milsa, that it's Om Bevakach, so that's Ki'ilu, that there's a positive das to use it, so Mamela, then you could go ahead and use it. But if your das was not to, and you go ahead, so that's considered felt in hachana, lack of hachana, and if you go eat it on Shabbos, you'd violate an issa d'oraisa. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Again, when it comes to an issa d'oraisa of achilas muktzah, normally when we talk about muktzah, we talk about drabbanans, and normally we think about tiltul muktzah. Right, that's what we normally, in our minds, categorize muktzah. But Lamaisa, the first discussion here is about eating the muktzah. Can I eat the egg or not? Can I eat the tamri de iska? That's the Gemara in Shabbos you test on the base. Can I eat the dates that I have in my basement for iska for geschäft? And now I want to eat it. Can I do that or not? So that's the question. Is that considered? In other words, Kuli Alma needs this hachana. And the question is this considered the lacking of hachana? Or you could say that you need, whatever way you want to say it. This pasuk in Bishalach. Which means hechinu doesn't necessarily only mean like hachana, like when we, you know, you have to cook on Misha Tarach Be'er Shabbos, Yoichol B'Shabbos. You know, if your wife didn't cook the chicken, you're not going to have what to eat. So that's one thing. But then there's another thing, that even the oranges that are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it ready to eat, but if you didn't have in mind that it's oimed lachil. Again, it's not like you have to have in mind that you have to write out a menu before every Shabbos what I'm going to eat. No, there's no chiv to have a menu. But by the fact that it's in your fridge, it's oimed lachil. But the stuff that's in the basement where you have your shop, that for schoira, that's not oimed lachil for you. And that's why if you want to go ahead and sell it, you want to go ahead and eat it on Shabbos or Yontif in the middle of the day. So according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter, and according to Reb Yehuda, it's also. Because according to Reb Yehuda, the fact that it was not omed lachila, it was omed l'schora, that's lacking in the hechinu. So yeah, if you take a look on page. On page 12, Yutes Amud Beis. So he has all the cases. Eiz lechelba, you had a goat that you want to keep alive for milking purposes, and not for, and then all of a sudden on Yontif you decide you want to shecht it. But in the beginning, it wasn't omed lachila. Rochel gizasa, you have an animal that you only want to use to share the wool. And now in the middle of Yontif, you decide, no, I want to eat it. So it wasn't Huchan, it wasn't Omei Lachila. And then, Tarnagolas Lebeit Sasa, which is our case. We have a Tarnagolas that you don't want to shecht, but you want to have it stay alive to produce eggs. And then in the middle of Yontif, you decided, no, I want to shecht it and eat it. So are you allowed to? Are you allowed to shecht the eis? Because if in the beginning of Yontif you said, okay, I want to shecht it, so then you can shecht it, the kuliyom. But if at the beginning of Yontif he still had the mindset that it's l'achila, it's l'giza, it's for milking, not necessarily milking on Yontif, because we're not going to be milking on Yontif necessarily, but you're going to milk, on Sunday, whatever, after Yontif. So that's the question. Is that permissible or not? And then, according to Rashi, within Rabbah, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, this potentially could be an Issa Deraisa. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Mutter, because it's considered Huchan. In other words, the fact that it's in your basement, you could say the way Rav Shechter says from Rav Salvation, the Ochel is considered Huchan Me'elav, or you could just say that you have Das, that Das is good enough, and Rabbi Yehuda has a higher level of Das, that it has to be that it's only Lachil in your mind, that it's not going to be necessarily in for Schor anymore. Okay? That's the machlokes. Oh, so now, when it comes to our Mishnah in Beitzah, a Beitzah Shenolda B'Yontif, so the Gemara says, according to the first opinion, that it's talking about a Tainagolos Omedis Lachila. No, that was the Havamina. But the Gemara says it's talking about a Tainagolos Omedis Lagadol Beitzah. So if you have a Tainagolos Omedis Lagadol Beitzah, and you decide that in the middle of Yontif that you don't want it to be the Gadol Beitzim. So is that Mutter or not? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Asa. So the Nafkemina that the Gemara and Shabbos when you test is the Gabe, the Tarnagolus itself. Here the Gemara says that whatever is Nogeva to the Tarnagolus is also Nogeya to the Beitzah. Because it's like this. If you assume, and this is the way the Gemara says, or Shechel explained, that it's like Rabbi Yehuda, that since it's Omedes Legadol Beitzim, that means you want the Tainagolos to remain alive. So, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has a din of Muktzah, so that means that it's Huktzah. So Memela, whatever comes out of it is also huktza. And if it did, and it's more than that, what comes out of it is considered nola, because it wasn't really ba'olam. But if you hold like Reb Shimon, and that the Tainagolus is okay, even though you had in mind the Gadol Beitzim. And the way Rav Shechter explained the Gemara is that you didn't have in mind that it should be an ochel. It should be like a machine that produces ochel. So Mamela, you were huktzadas. So Mamela, since you were huktzadas, so Mamela, whatever comes out is not huchan. But if you hold like Reb Shimon that's not a haktzah, the fact that it's omedes the gadol beitzim is not a haktzah, because either you say like Reb Shechter from Reb Salvechik was it's omed me'elav, or you could just say that anything that's really roi lachila, so even though in your mind you said you weren't going to use it, but you could just switch your mind, so that's not considered a real haktzah. Right, so even though you had in mind that you weren't going to eat it,
it's still a chicken.
So therefore, in the middle of Shabbos, you could middle of Yontif, you could change your mind. So Mela, Rav Shechter said over, it still has a din of ochel. So whatever comes out is also mutter, because it's like uchel de ifras, what he says. It's like an ochel that comes out of an ochel. And Mela, it's okay. So again, if it would have been a Tainagolos Omedes Lachila, then Kuli Alma, the Beitzah would be Mutter. Because then, as Rav Shechter says in Rav Salvechik, we view the Tainagolos to be an Ochel. And and therefore the beitz is an ochel, because the ochel comes out of an ochel. But if you hold that it's taka haktzah, so then it's not an ochel or tuktzah, and memelo the beitz that comes out is also osur. So the machlokas of a beitz shoshanolda biyontif, according to the first day in the Gemara, is talking about a tarnagolos hamodis l'gadol beitzim. And Beis Shammai says it's mutter because Beis Shammai follows the sheet of Reb Shimon, that it doesn't matter that you had that in mind. And Beis Hillel says you can't eat it, and he follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, that's the mutter. Now, there is another machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon here on page 13. Which term?
You say maximum enough.
Right.
It seems that one of the rashes over here, that at times it's using the term to determine a person makes something mitzvah, does it decide that, what does this term mean? Do you make something mitzvah, or you take it out of the category of mitzvah?
The maximum das, or pipashis, means that you shunned it in your mind. It's all happening in the mind. It's a mindset. What's my mindset? To use this as a food item or not to use it as a food item? Do I want it to be part of my business? Do I want it to be part of my my animals to milk? Or do I want to have in mind that I'm going to eat it over Shabbos or Yom Tov, or I'm going to shecht it and eat it? Now, the Gemara is going to say that there are cases that Rav Shimon would agree that you did something that indicates, in other words, here it's just a stam, an innocent apple. You didn't do anything to the apple. So therefore, even though you have in mind that you're going to use it for schora, Rav Shimon doesn't consider that a haktzah. That haktzah is not a haktzah. But the Gemara, you know, has the famous line there in Beitza on Chavav, of that Moder Reb Shimon begrogris v'tzimukim, that if you have something like grogris v'tzimukim, means you take these raisins or things and you put it on the rooftop, that they should get heated out, and in the process they become inedible, and then eventually back to becoming edible. So there, you mamish did something to, and in a couple of days it should be okay. So there, you did something to show. You put it on the rooftop. So there's a concept that you makta, you know, more. In other words, you did a maisa, and you have in mind not to use it, and it's the fact that it's not edible at a certain point in the process. So
it's really a decision that we make not to utilize the item.
Right, so there are different levels. Sometimes you just made it's just a decision. I have apples here, and it's all a decision in my mind. Am I going to eat it or not? Sometimes the decision was also accompanied with an action that made the decision, namely that I put the grogers and simukim on top of the roof, and they're gonna. So I did an amaisa, and now it's gonna go through a process of drying out, and in a certain point in the process, it's not gonna be edible. So I mamish did a haktzah. So and in a certain point, as a result of the haktzah I did, it's not gonna be edible. So that the Gemara says even Reb Shimon would agree, because again, Reb Shimon also needs Achan, it's just different levels. To what what's considered a lack that there's no hachana? To what degree?
So when we use this term muksa in terms of items and all these things, it's actually we're using it in a very different way.
Right. In other words, as we said, muksa machmas gufo means that it's an eitzim vavonim. So there, it's not useless. It's not a kli. It's not an ochel, like Hashem said. So therefore, I have in mind that I'm not going to use it because it's not an ochel or a kli. And that l'kuliyam, that's not totally in the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That is Rabbi Shimon pointed out, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are moided to. And that's l'gabi tiltul. And that's all the Rabbanan thing. But there is a concept of mukta l'achila, which is a daraisa. Oh, now, if you take a look on Shabbos and Mem Dalet Amud Aleph from page 13. It says the Mishnah, Metaltalin ner chadash, avalo yashon. So what's a ner chadash? Says the Mishnah, she'enu mo'os. It's a new, and first of all, you should always be aware that the word ner in Mishnaic Hebrew is not a candle, but a receptacle. Right? There was in modern Hebrew, ner Shabbos, we call the wax candle a ner. So in the Lashon Chazal, a ner is the receptacle that the oil is in, which you light the wick, etc. And the receptacle is called the ner. Right, that's throughout Shas, it's like that. So here you lit a candle, not a candle, so you lit the oil before Shabbos, right? Here you say you have a receptacle, so it's a ner chadash, so you never used it before, so it's fine, and you're not necessarily using it now, so that's fine. But a yoshan, if it's old, so again, it's what? Muchso machmas mias. You don't want to use it because it's uchik. So if you would, so you makts it before Shabbos. That this is a ner chadash. So that would mean that if in the middle of Shabbos you decide, you know, you want to use it for something, you want to fill up some water and you won't be so machbid on the mias kite, and you want to use it, so you can't. Because since before Shabbos, you were machzeh midas, so then there was no hachana on it. And presumably, Reb Shimon would argue with that. And presumably, That's the next line. Reb Shimon Omer, kol haneris metaltalin. That you could use all receptacles. In other words, a new clean receptacle that was not used before, versteitzich, you could use. Because you're not makset. And even the ner yoshon, even the old one, which is mias, but again, just like we said by food items, if you had a food item that you didn't want to use, but you wanted, then you changed your mind, so you could change your mind, because l'maisa it's roi l'kach, so it's not like rogers v'tzimukim that there was a time during Shabbos that takeh wasn't roi l'kach, but it was roi l'kach. It's always roi l'kach. It's just that people don't necessarily have in mind that they're going to use it for. But you were in a pinch, and you needed an extra kli, and okay, it might be some mias, but it's not the end of the world. So you'll get somebody a little Hamish and who doesn't mind, and he said he doesn't mind, so you want to use it. He wants to use it, so you use it. That's what Shimon says. And the Tanakhama, who could be Rabbi Yehuda, would disagree and say that it's not all made l'shimush. So Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says, "Kol ha'ner is metaltalin, chutz min ha'ner hadolek b'shabbos." Except for a ner that was actually lit. In other words, when you light the ner, it means you have oil in it now, and it's lit. So at the beginning of Shabbos, it's chutzah, because again, the eish, the fire, is chutzah, because the fire is muktzah machmas gufo. It's not an ochel, it's not a kli, right? And the wick and the oil and the receptacle is a basis. Right, so then, maybe in that case, what? It would be awesome. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara says, look further in the Gemara. The Gemara makes a chiluk between a small receptacle and a large receptacle. Amar Mar Zuta L'Olam Reb Shimon Hi V'Chi Kashari Reb Shimon B'Ner Zuta V'Dati Ilove. Aval Hani D'Nefishi Lo. In other words, if you have a big receptacle that you never really expected would go out in the middle of Shabbos, and poked it went out, so then even Reb Shimon is Moda that that's awesome. But if you have, so even if it goes out, you still can't use it. This at the beginning. But if it's a small thing, small receptacle, which you know is going to go out in 3 hours, right? So the question is, after it goes out, could you use the receptacle, or could you use whatever oil might be left or not? So Reb Shimon says that since you had das, that you knew it was going to go out, it's not a freak accident that it went out. You knew it was going to go out. So then the halacha says it's okay, because you had das. So that das is like the hachana. Masha Enkein, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though you knew it was going to go out, but we say what? Migo dis katsoi lebein hashmashos is katsoi l'kula yoma. That since at the time of Beit HaShemashos, the time of Knisa Shabbos, you shunned it, you can't use it there, it's not royal to use Alpidin because it's a basis, so even though it goes out later, and you knew it was going to go out later, nonetheless, what? Rabbi Yehuda says it's awesome. And Rabbi Shimon is Mekel. So when the Mishnah says that Reb Shimon says chutz min haner hadolek b'shabbos that he asks, that's only, the Gemara says, if it's a big receptacle which you didn't expect to go out, so then you didn't have das. But if it's a small one, if it's a ner zuta, then you had das, and therefore it would be okay. So another machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and we'll have to see how these things, whether you say the concept of Migo Dis Katsoi Lebein HaShemashos Dis Katsoi L'Kula Yoma, because they both agree that it's not usable. Even a small Nair at the onset of Shabbos is not usable. It's not, you can't move it because it's buses to the fire, which is not usable. So the question is, Rabbi Yehuda nonetheless says that Migo dis katsoi lebein hashmashos is katsoi kumiyoma, and Rabbi Shimon doesn't say like that. Rabbi Shimon says that you don't say migo diskatsoi. It's just if you have a big nair, which you didn't expect to go out, you never had das, so you never had a hachana. You never had a hachana on this kli. So mamela, if a freak accident happens and it goes out, even if Shimon's modi, you can't use it. But if it's a small thing, it's a nair zuta that you had das, so Reb Shimon holds, so you had your hachana. And Reb Yehuda says no, that there's a concept of migo diskatsoi, that since it's diskatsoi lebein hashmashos, diskatsoi lekulayon. Oh. Now, there's another case that the Gemara has here in Shabbos on page 15 on Kuvnut Zayin Amal Aleph. And that's called Muktzu Machmas Chisorin Kit. Muktzu Machmas Chisorin Kit. Say you have something that you Muktzu it. Say the classic example is the Sakin Shel Shechita. Okay? Or Sakin Shel Mila. Right? So the Sakin Shel Shechita, if you're a Shochet, so it's somewhat expensive. And you don't do Shechita on Shabbos. Right? And you would never use it for anything else, but because the Shachin Shal Shechita you don't play around with because you use it for something else. It'll get a pagima and then you're finished. So you makts it. So say you want to use it. You needed something on Shabbos to, you know, you want to just take it and, you know, use the face for something and then you'll put it right back and that. So there the Gemara says that even Reb Shimon is moda. Have a muktzum. I feel Reb Shimon moda. Even Reb Shimon is moda by muktzum machmas chisaron kis, because that's such a starka haktzah that when you at the beginning of Shabbos you had in mind, there's no way I'm going to be touching this knife. This knife is put aside, not going to use. So even Reb Shimon, you know, Reb Shimon also needs hachana. So the question is, how much of a haktzah do we say is ois hachan? So Yehuda is a very big machmer. He says even tamri de iska is ois haktzah. And Hashem says, yeah, you machzit, true. In mitzias you are machzit. But halacha, that's not enough to say that it's not huchan. But if you have what? A kli that's machmas chisar and kis, that you have in mind that you're not going to use so much because it's expensive and you dafke makpid not to use, no shechita you're not going to do anyway in Shabbos, and anything else you'll never use it for it, so you mamish makse it and you're not going to use it. So now punkt in the middle of Shabbos you decide that what? That, you know, I just need some little thing, some sharp thing that I could get, you know, sometimes something, you know, and you say, oh, nothing will happen, and I'll just use it, you know, for this minor thing. Could you do that? So the Gemara says, even Rav Shimon's moda you can't, because the haktzah was so stark before Shabbos, that's mafkia, the din hachana, afilu the Rav Shimon.
Animal to the back of the it's going to go less than that. What's the get a feeling for these two. They're both something that's used for this purpose. No, I don't think that you're going to use the. I don't hear it clearly.
Okay. I hear what you're asking, but wait, okay? Just wait. Oh. So there is a very fascinating machlokis between Rabbi Akiva Eiger and others about the following case. Listen to this case, and then we'll see inside. What's the din? If the middle of Shabbos or the middle of Yontif, you decide that you have your Yisakim Shol, Shkita Shol, Mila, whatever it is, and now in the middle of Shabbos, you decide, you know what? I'm going to get myself a new Yisakim. You know, Shabbos is a time you can think, you have dreams. You know, next Sunday morning, I'm going there. I'm going to get myself a new socket. So, you know what? Now, I want to use this to cut my collar for the rest. Is that mutter? Now, what's the difference? The difference is, the case that I said you before, is basically you still want to keep it as a socket shel shchit, socket shel mila. You still want to keep it at that. So the question is, so could you use it for something else in the middle, and then it'll go back to be your sakin shal shechita or mila? So that we said, l'kuli alma is us, both according to Reb Yehuda and according to Reb Shimon. The question is, here, you want to make it no longer haktzah in the middle of Shabbos and Yantar. So could you do that? In other words, maybe the machloikis, maybe the Gemara that says that muhtar machmas chisar kis afilu Reb Shimon's mode, that's because you still keep it in your mind as a sakin shel shkita, sakin shel mila. The question is, right now you want to use it for 2 seconds for something else, could you or not? But maybe if you're mafkia the haktzah in the middle, so maybe that's different. So says Reb Kivaker. We'll see in a second. The taka, according to Reb Shimon, it'll be mutter. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns that there are basically two machloikas going on between Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon. One machloikas is what's called a haktzah. So we had different cases. Is this a haktzah? Is it not a haktzah? Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir in what's called a haktzah. But then we have a notion of migo diskatzoi, that once there was haktzah, so maybe you can't change that haktzah, whatever haktzah means. So if you say that there's two machlokesim going on, that Rabbi Yehuda is machmir and what a haktzah is, Rabbi Shimon has more makel, but then there's another machlokes, whether you say migo diskatzoi or not, right? So then, it could be that even though Rabbi Shimon holds that muktzah machmas chisar kis is taka what a haktzah, but he denies migo diskatzoi. He denies migo diskatzoi. So if in the middle of Shabbos he decides I want this sakin shel shechita to be a challah knife now, so it gives him the hate. According to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, won't work because migo diskatzoi. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's takamuta. In other words, the case that is also according to Rabbi Shimon is if you want to leave it as a sakin shel shechita, just you want to use it for something else, but it's still, so you still matzah, now you want to just use it for something else. That's what he does. But in the case where you want to bottle the haktzah, so then according to Rabbi Yehuda, too bad, migo diskatzoi. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it would be okay. What do we say no? That really, Reb Shimon, that wherever Reb Shimon would hold, there's a din of muktzah. So then, like by muktzah machmus chirutzer and kis, he would agree that you say migudas katzoi over there as well. The nair, so if it's a nair zuta, so he had in mind.
In the beginning,
right. So if it's a nair zuta, so if he had in mind, so there. Yeah, well, let me say it this way. In other words, in a case where it's a ner zuta, so we say that Reb Shimon says it's okay. Reb Shimon says it's okay.
After it goes out.
He doesn't hold for migudas katzoi. Right. So does that mean in Muktzah Machmas Chichsar Kis, he also doesn't hold from Migudas Katzoi, or no?
We say
Rishon
only doesn't hold
the
Migudas
Katzoi
if it's a Nair Zuta.
Right.
In a case where for Mashma from this Gemara and Shabbos on the Gemara Beitza by Sukkah, it's only talking about a case where you have Kavana that on before Yantiv that to use it on, it's not it. If I know it's going to be Mutter on Yantiv, then he doesn't hold it. But where do we see a case where we're assuming, we see not that way by the other cases, if he holds me good, if we don't, he does hold me good, if it's in a case where he thinks it's going to be.
So, yeah, so 1 second. So look here on page 20 for a second, in the Rebbe Kivei. Which line? So look better on page 23. Look on page 23. Page 23 from Rabbi Kivega. Also, Lataltalo. In b'Shabbos Ritzono Shalom Hachzik Od Hasakin L'Mila. Say in the middle of Shabbos he decides he doesn't want the Sakin to be a Sakin Shalmila. El Lachziko Kishar Sakinim L'Chol Dover. Yesh Lomer the Bezden Istalek Haktzaoso. So the Haktzaa is no longer there. Mutter, and it'll be Mutter. Lamai the Kaimel on Beshabbos, Rabbi Shimon, the Lomrino Migul Ditz Katzoi. El Dimken Yemuto Lutzarach Makomo, Avod Shemachziko Lamila, came. That's another question. But he says it would be Mutter. Then he says on the second line, Ulam, Midivre Toysus, that Muxo Machmas Kisar Kis. So he says that Tosus holds not that way. Because Tosus on Beis and Beis says, what's the case? The case is Ein Mevakin Eitzim. If you have wood, on the second line, Ein Mevakin Eitzim in a Kors V'lo in a Kors Shenishbur B'Yontif. So you have wood that was part of a beam. So you have two types of wood: wood that you are going to use for a binyan, and wood that was part of a binyan. So on Yontif, could you decide in the middle of Yontif, do you want to take some of those beams and use it for something else? So the case of of the beams, the first case, it's mukhmach machzot chisar kis, because they're expensive beams that you're using for the binyan. So now you want to say, oh, I need a beam for something else. I want to use it for firewood. So Tosis writes, Bereshit de mevakel korus, amayu b'tzover shel korus, it's a heap of beams, davi mukhtum machmas chorosor kis, uvahokul alma moda fil Reb Shimon, and there, Reb Shimon is moda. So Rabbi Kiveg is saying, what Tosis means to say is Reb Shimon's moda. So that means that even if the middle of Shabbos, the middle of Yontif, you want a mevatel haktsaso, but since he's moda by muktza machmas chisar kis, not only is he moda that it's haktsa, but he's moda that you'd say what migo diskatsoi. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to take it in the middle of Yontif. Masha'en came. According to what Rabbi Kivega wanted to say, that no, that just because he's moda by muktzah machmas chisar kis doesn't mean that he's moda that you say migudis katsayim. So Rabbi Kivega is saying that he thinks Tosis would argue, he has a ran that he thinks will say, like what he says, that that whenever you want to mafkiya the haktsah in the middle, so you can mafkir the haktzah. But kol zman that you want it to be a sakin shalmila, and it's just that in the middle of Shabbos you want to metaltel it for something else, so that you can't, because there you weren't mafkir the haktzah. But once you mafkir the haktzah, Rabbi Kivega says, Aliba Duran, that there's no din of migud this haktzah. Whereas Tosis here is saying that Moder Reb Shimon the Muchtel Machmas Chisar and Kis, that he's Moda that that's a Haktzah, and he's also Moda that you say Migul is Katzai. So if in the middle of Yontif he has these expensive beams, that he says, oh, I need some firewood for this, and I'll just take one of these expensive beams. So obviously it's no longer going to be Omer Labinyan anymore. And nonetheless, Tosa says, even Reb Shimon would agree that it's awesome. Say. Exactly. Rabbi Tuchman is saying that in the, and this, Nenezer makes this point, that over there, you see, in the case of the Tamid Iska, so now you're going to eat it. So it's no longer Tamid Iska. You may mafkia the. So therefore, since you mafkia the thing, and he doesn't hold necessarily from Migo Diskatsai, that's why it's Mutter. So if you take a look for a second in the Magen Mishnah. Let me show you in the Magen Mishnah, and then you'll understand. Take a look in the Magen Mishnah on page 25. So here the Rambam writes in Yudalit, Shemin Shayotim Takhakur, etc. Then he said, I feel Otsa Shaltvua, right, is Mutter. Right? In other words, the Rambam Paskins, right, the Gemara says that on Machlokis Rishonim, but the Rambam, the Rif Paskin, that the Gabi the Machlokis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the Gabi Tamri Diska, that on Shabbos, we Paskin Lakula. In Yontif, we paskin l'chumra, right? Because the Gemara says that Shabbos lo'asi l'zilzulu bein, Shabbos is more chumra. So on Shabbos, we paskin l'kula, that you could eat, that if in the middle of Shabbos you change your mind and you want to eat the Tamri de Iska, you could. And in Yontif, and Yontif you can't. So that's what the Rambam writes here in Perek Chavav, like that opinion of Rav Nachman, that if you have Tamarim, Tamuchanim L'Schora, so Mutal Ochlam B'Shabbos. So the Rambam says, you can eat them on Shabbos. So comes the Magid Mishnah. On this page, second line, middle of the line. Page Tamar Dizka Omdim L'Schora, for Kol Shekein L'Kelim Hamuchanim L'Schora, Shim Tzorach Lohem Shemuto L'Taltala. Shei Peirs El Hutro Afil Bachila. So the Magid Mishnah says like this: that say I have Tamar Dizka, and in the middle of Shabbos I need more people are coming for Shalosh Shudas than I expected, so I need to give them apples so I can go take from the thing. But say, more people, not only do I sell apples, I also sell plates and mugs and things like that. So more people ended up coming for Shalosh Shudas than I expected. And I have my schora in the basement. So can I take some mugs from there? So the Magid Mishnah says, well, the Rambam Paskin is like Rav Shimon, that it's mutter by Tamar Dizka, so who are doing this as well? So comes the Avnei Nezer and says, maybe you can make a chiluk. That by Tamar Dizka, like Rabbi Tuchman said, Yibafkiya the Haktzah. So that's why it's mutter. Because once you're selling, you're serving it for Shalosh Shudas, it ain't going back to the iska. these things, I'm stuck. More guests ended up coming with Shalosh Shudas, so I need a couple extra plates, a couple extra mugs. So I'll take it from my schora. After Shabbos, I'll clean it, put it back. So there, it was still omed b'haktza also. So maybe that case would not be mutter. Not like what the Magid Mishnah is saying. So that's what the Avnei Nezer.
Why don't you say simply you're not going to sell used plates?
Okay, if you're in a Hanami, if you're not going to sell used plates, but the assumption was that because he was just saying in Pasha to the Magid Mishnah, he's saying that it's the same Shaila, so the Avnei Nezer wants to point out that it's not necessarily a hechrech to equate the two. Maybe in a chanami, if you're not going to sell used plates in a chanami. But if you would, then it would be, but it's matzah from the Magid Mishnah that it would be mutter even if you're planning to put it back. Let's take a look in the Avnei Nezer for a second. What page is that? Here, page 18. Yeah, he says, because this is the machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon, or Tamid Iska. So Tamid Iska, who are then plates the Iska? Mugs the Iska. Yeah, so take a look. Yeah, so could be that's the same Shaila. I had a svara to say, this was, I was thinking about this year, to say that maybe you can be mechalek. See, over there, you know, but I don't know if my chiluk is, in other words, could you be mechalek in a case where you're still planning to use it as a for your to eat, just not necessarily today, as opposed to schora, where you're not planning to use it the chlal to eat. Rav Shach always used to give the example of the birthday cake. So if you're having a birthday cake for your kid, and you have this cake in the freezer, and the birthday party's on Sunday, and then you decided that you want to serve it for Shalosh Shudas. And then on Sunday you'll get another. So Rav Shach always used that's the example of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. But that case is the machlokes. So this year, when I was redoing it, I was just wondering, maybe that's true. Well, maybe one could say, or someone else suggested that maybe that case is still all midlachila. In other words, would Rabbi Yehuda require that it's all midlachila? Hashas, maybe he would. Hachinu for. But would he say that since the only possible chiluk one could make is schor, at least you're not planning to eat it at all? But I don't know if that's such a chiluk. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of Rav Avadi Yosef's big kula. Rav Avadi didn't like it at all. But that if you own a restaurant, you don't have to be toivel the kale. Right? And this. Some hechsherim rely on this. So you own a restaurant, you don't have to be tovel the kelim. Meichi teisi, you don't have to be tovel the kelim, because the din is that kli suda, you have to be tovel. But you're the balabai. It's for you. It's not kli suda. It's kli schoyer. So that was his cool. And Rabbi Avadi thought it was not true. That even though but you're using it for achila. It's not your achila. It's his achila. But still achila. He didn't buy this cool. But just look at the Avnei Nezer for a second. On page 18. Oz Gimel. He says, "Umashe hikshel harava magin, fi anias daiti, nir di eshkilu benim nimlach shalol umokram, prak lachzikim la'atzman demuto l'talfel l'rab shimon. Avon dai machzikim l'iska, rak l'fishor, otsu b'shlamish brem, ka'gav na osa harama." So he makes that distinction, that it's not necessarily, he says, and then, oh, hey, I know Tainu Rav Shimon, the Mati B'Tamid Iska, because, well, just, Shanim Lach Leim Lachila, Halei Mo Yimkirem, Mubotol HaMukta, Uzeh, Hochiyach HaRav HaMagi, Bekeil HaMuchom L'Schora, Vashum Nim Lach Shalol L'Mochom, El Mishtamish, Hem Demut Agam Kiyan Afti Ben Hashmosh, Yom Yom Din Limko. Aval HaRambam, the Mayri, the kelim shadayin he mukhanim l'schora, but the Rambam is talking about kelim that are still omid l'schora. Actually, also the shlamish l'fisha adom l'chavin Israel the shorot aleishim and also l'talfik. So that's there could be. That you could say like the Magen Mishnah. Because the other way to say is no, that like the way Rav Soloveitchik was learning, that's not a haktzah. In other words, this question, whether the Magen Mishnah's extension is true, is tola in this shiloh. Is the pshat in Rav Shimon that it's not a haktzah b'chlal? Because you could always change it if you want. Bin Rega, you can change it. So it's not Haktzah. So then who Huadin Kalim, even if they're going back? Well, we say, no, it is Haktzah, but you have a right to Mavatal Haktzah, because you don't say Migdal his Katzoi. So that seems to be the Shaila here that they talk about, the Primosh talks about, whether the Avnei Nezer's, the Magen Mishnah's extension is valid or not.
But if it's like a behavior that you can Mavatal Haktzah, so does that make it
mukhan?
Isn't there
a thing that you need
to be
mukhan? Yeah. So if you hold like, unless you say, he has a whole different shot in Reb Shimon, or he says that since it's something that's not mechusar maisa, it's considered either mukhan, but maisa it's like a latent mukhan, like it's really you were makhtzeh it, but it's a
lot of it's a hot. You don't have a pair,
we don't need a pair, but right, so the question is Rabbi Kivega having a whole different, you're asking, the bottom line is there was na mucha mi bod yom, so maybe you could say that right. So maybe he holds that Reb Shimon doesn't need Hachana Mi Bod Yom.
What? Does he hold Mitzvah Teresa? Does he have to hold Mitzvah Teresa?
No, he doesn't have to hold it.
So
I mean,
he holds not the rest, and you don't need this. And the rest, you don't need this to have
fun. Yeah. Okay. We'll talk. We're gonna do. Okay. Maybe. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Say, Bezer Shem, tomorrow we'll go continue. We'll try to give out a packet every day. We didn't finish this one, but we'll try to finish it and do another one. And we'll see this way we could by the end of the month, we'll at least have some key sugyas.
Done.